This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Cheerios, Haagen-Dazs, and Green Giant are all General Mills in disguise. The processed food giant reports profits, losses, and revenue later this morning. It's one of the many companies that benefited in this pandemic economy, with more people eating at home. With more getting vaccinated now, a challenge will be keeping the customers, with restaurants reopening and people starting to go back into work. Here's Marketplace's Andy Euler.
If the pandemic taught businesses anything, it's that there's a premium on the ability to change course quickly. And CFRA's Arun Sundaram says that applies to established brands, too.
Companies are just going to have to constantly renovate their existing product portfolio and get rid of products that are not selling well.
And when products are selling, if macaroni and cheese and cereal are flying off the shelves, companies need to meet that demand. But food industry consultant Victor Martino with Third Wave Strategies says a lot will depend on whether consumers continue to work from home.
You know, I think that will be good for packaged food companies that sell their products in grocery stores and online.
And since more consumers are shopping online, Margot Conrose at the marketing firm Kinshu says established companies like General Mills would do well to shift resources there.
Suddenly you're talking about a real kind of getting into shape digitally that a lot of these brands have to do.
She says more deeply rooted brands could have a harder time making that happen. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.